This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, Republican from the Palmetto State 2nd Congressional District. After all the news this week about money and jobs going to non-existent congressional districts, the congressman is calling for a full audit of the stimulus program. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, Greg. And again, I appreciate you educating the American people. And what an extraordinary week. And truly... With so many people who are out of jobs, and for the government to be reporting jobs created, which were fake jobs, equally in fake congressional districts, it was an insult to people who really are struggling.
Congressman, obviously the audit that you're requesting would get to the bottom of this, but how do you think all of this happened, this erroneous job information from areas of the country that don't even exist?
Well, we've seen it right in South Carolina. We have six congressional districts. And somehow the government website reported that we have 44 congressional districts. They even identify specifically a district such as the 16th District of South Carolina, where there were $6 million spent to create six jobs. And then to add to the bizarre nature, again, only six congressional districts, but in the 43rd District of South Carolina, it was identified that $3 million was spent and not a single job created. It just goes on and on. And I think it's an indication of a lack of accountability with the stimulus funds. This is exactly what many of us were concerned about, that the way to grow the economy would have been to, as John F. Kennedy did, as Ronald Reagan did in 1961, 1981, if you reduce taxes, and then you encourage small businesses to grow and hire people, that's how you grow the economy. The government spending money simply doesn't work, and then you end up with the spectacle that we've had this week.
And Congressman, even if it's just a matter of some sort of inexplicable mistake on congressional districts, the numbers you pointed out, $3 million spent, no jobs in one supposed district, $6 million spent for six jobs, even if that data is accurate, I would imagine that that's considered vastly unacceptable.
It's wrong, and this is the taxpayers' money, not the government's money. In fact, one study that I was aware of 2 weeks ago from the Comptroller General of South Carolina, Richard Ekstrom, he reported that the government was spending $86,000 per job, and that even included part-time jobs, even included summer jobs. And now the numbers here go beyond that to possibly $1 million a job. But the bottom line is government should not be in the situation of developing jobs like this. It should be by way of the private sector encouraging small businesses. The backbone of the American economy are small businesses. And so every effort should be made to promote businesses to be able to grow, add employees, add part-time persons, enhance the salaries of people who currently have a job.
Congressman, so you're basically saying if we had done this right, we wouldn't be having this problem right now. What are you hearing from the majority about the possibility of this audit actually happening? I know the House Appropriations Committee Chairman, Mr. Obey, a Democrat, is not happy about this at all. So is there a chance this will actually happen?
Well, I'm really hopeful that there will be an audit, and I have sent today a letter to the president requesting an independent audit. There was in the legislation itself the provision for an independent advisory panel to conduct an audit. The sad news is the people haven't been appointed. And so I am urging that the appointments be made. Additionally, if it's not done, I will be introducing legislation on December the 1st that would provide for an outside independent audit of how the funds are being spent.
Last 30 seconds here, Congressman. I know most congressional Republicans were dubious about the administration's claim that 650,000 jobs have been directly created or saved and another 350,000 jobs indirectly created or saved as a result of the stimulus. What is all this controversy over the website due to those claims now, in your opinion?
Well, I think the credibility of the Republicans is intact. And what we said is that this would not work. The president said that unemployment would not exceed 8% if we borrowed the money and spent it. As it turns out, the unemployment, sadly, is 10.2%. And so the numbers that they keep revealing are incorrect. The injury to the economy is clear. A concern I have, the devaluation of the dollar with so much borrowing, so much spending. And so we need to get back to the basics, reduce taxes, grow the economy, grow small businesses, create jobs.
Congressman, we've got to run, and I know you do too. Thanks so much for your time today.
Greg, thank you so much.
South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.